For these exercises, rather than sitting upright, as we've described for the other exercises, I'm going to ask you to recline. So if you have a recliner or other large chair where you can rest most or all of your body against the chair, these are ideal. Or you could also lie on a couch or a bed. In these exercises, we'll be paying attention to sensations of tension throughout the body. And the way we do this and heighten our awareness is by first tensing muscles and then releasing them and noticing the sensations that come after that release. So in preparation, I'm going to run through the ways to tense each muscle group. When I ask you to tense, the point is not to tense too strongly or to strain yourself in any kind of way. Just tense enough so that you can feel a pull of muscles and bring your awareness to that, and then I'll ask you to release it. I'm going to describe each muscle group now and ask you to just see if you can bring tension to those specific muscles without bringing tension to the rest of your body so that we can do each muscle group at a time. And I'll begin by describing the 16 muscle group progression. First, bring awareness to the muscles in your right hand and forearm and tense those muscles by making a tight fist, feeling the pull of tension across your hand and your lower arm. And now release. Again, while doing that, you want to only have tension in that part of your body and not be tensing, for instance, your shoulder or your upper. Next, we will move our attention to the right biceps. And here, leaving your lower arm more relaxed against the chair, push your elbow down against the chair so that you can feel tension in your upper arm without tensing your hand. So notice that right now and see if you can create a sensation of tension in your right bicep. If that's not working, you could also pull the elbow more toward your body to create a little more tension while still keeping your hand relaxed. And now release that. So that's two of the muscle groups. Now switch your attention over to your left hand and lower arm, and again, tighten your fist, creating tension there. And release. Now we'll try the same thing with the left upper arm. So again, pulling your elbow down or pulling it in tightly towards your body, seeing if you can create tension there while leaving your hand and lower arm free and relaxed. Okay, you can let that go now. And in the exercise that you'll listen to, you'll see that I will give cues for each of these muscle groups, so you don't have to remember them. We're just doing them now to make sure that you have a sense of how to do them and don't have to think about that during the exercise itself. So next we move to the face, and because it can be hard to relax the face, we begin by dividing the face into three parts, the upper part, the middle, and the lower face. And tensing these parts will involve making some funny faces. So first for the forehead, I ask you to lift your eyebrows as high as you can and see if you can feel tension in your forehead and scalp. So notice that. And if that doesn't work, you can also sort of knit your brow, like make an exaggerated frown at the top of your face. And let that go. And now again, letting the upper part of your face relax, moving your attention to your upper cheeks and nose. And here I'll ask you to squint your eyes and wrinkle your nose. And then feel that tension in your upper cheeks, nose, and eyes. And now you can let that go as well. Letting the top two-thirds of your face now relax, moving your attention to your lower cheeks and jaw. And here you can bite your teeth and pull the corners of your mouth back. And you'll feel some tension then in your lower cheeks and jaw. Now let that go as well. Then we move our attention to the neck and throat, where we'll pull the chin towards your chest, but stop it from touching it. So you kind of pull it down, but then also resist it touching, which should lead to feelings of tension in both the front and back of the neck. Another option is to push your head against the chair, if you're in a chair where you can do that, and you may then feel more tension around your neck. And then release that as well. And now we're going to move to the muscles in the chest, shoulders, and upper back. And to tense these muscles, we're going to start involving the breath as well. So I will ask you to take a deep breath and hold it. And at the same time, pull your shoulder blades down and together. And then you should feel tension across your shoulders, your upper back, and your chest. So again, hold your breath in and pull your shoulder blades down and back. And release your breath. And then shift your attention down to your belly. And the way we're going to tense the belly is just by tightening it and making it hard, almost like a little kid was going to punch you in the stomach and you were preparing for it. So just tightening up your stomach and then you'll feel that. And other options are to pull the stomach in as far as it goes or push it out as far as it goes. So just find your own best way of creating tension in those muscles. And release. And now we bring our attention down to our legs. And again, we'll start with the right leg and we'll start with the right thigh here. And so I'm just going to ask you to tense the muscles at the top and the bottom of your thigh. One way to do this is just to maybe lift the leg up a little bit or just feel them contracting. And then let that go. And then for your calf muscles on the right side, if you pull your toes towards your head, you should feel tension across your calf. And then let that go. And then for your foot, and again, it's important not to tense too much here because sometimes foot can cramp. So remember that you're just creating a little bit of tension. And you just want to point your toe and turn your foot inward and curl your toes. And you should feel tightness under the arch and in the ball of the foot then. And then release. And now we're going to do the same three groups over on the other side. So first you're going to tense the muscles at the top and the bottom of your thigh, possibly by lifting your leg up a little bit, and let that go. Then for the calf, you're going to pull your toes towards your head and feel tension across your calf and your lower leg, and then let that go. And finally, for your foot, point your toe, turn your foot inward, and curl your toes, feeling tightness across the arch and the ball of the foot, and let that go. So those are the 16 muscles that you'll be doing in that exercise. Gradually over time, you can condense them down into 7 muscles or 4 muscles, and we are also including those exercises. For 7 muscles, what we do is combine the lower arm and upper arm, and so for that what you would do is bend at the elbow and make a fist. And tighten it and make a muscle in your bicep, and you should feel tension across that whole arm. You can let that go. Do the same on the other side. And let that go. And then for the face, we tense it all at once. And so you would scrunch your face in and kind of pull the corners of your mouth back and feel tension across your whole face. And then let that go. And the next stays the same. And then we combine chest, back, shoulders with stomach. So doing the same thing of pulling your shoulder blades down and then just tightening up your stomach at the same time. And let that go. And then we do legs all together as well. So in the right leg, you would lift the leg up a few inches and then point your toes and turn the foot inward so you can feel tension across that whole right leg. And release it. And now same on the other side. Lift the leg up. Turn the toes in and feel tension there. If turning the toes in doesn't feel good, another option is to lift the leg up and pull the toes back. And so you can do whichever of those feels best. And then for 4 muscle groups, as you'll hear, we just do both arms at the same time. We do the face and the neck at the same time. The chest and the shoulders and the stomach stay the same. And then we do both legs at the same time. So again, it can be easier to notice feelings of tension and to make one's way through this exercise if you start with more muscle groups because it breaks it down a little more and it gives you more time doing it. But over time, it can become easier to condense it into fewer. And certainly, you're welcome to choose whatever you'd like. You may start with the 7 muscle group or the 4 muscle group and see what that's like for you. Obviously, the 16 muscle group does take the longest. So just a few more instructions before you pick which exercise you want to do. The way that this exercise will go is that I will remind you of the way to tense the muscles, and then I will say, tense those muscles now. And at that point, I want you to do the action so you feel the tension and pay attention to that. And then I will say, release. And as soon as I say release, release all at once. And then just follow my instructions in terms of paying attention. We do each muscle group twice. So we'll go back to the same muscle group again and do it one more time. And then move on to the next one. You are likely to find that your mind wanders. Just bring your attention back and continue to listen to the instructions. You might forget what arm you're on or where you were. And just listen, and I will cue you again, and you can go back to continuing with the exercise. Like all of these exercises, there's no right or wrong way. The point is to spend some time paying attention and developing this skill of awareness and gentle awareness and self-compassion. And so remember all of those elements that we've talked about in the book or that you've been practicing, and bring them to this exercise and see if it's helpful for you.